First question, Allie, what does it mean for the team to shut out a Big Ten team, especially after you shut out an ACC team yesterday?
It feels really good. I think we have good momentum right now, and we've been playing some good teams this weekend. So moving forward with preseason, just keeping that same energy and that same attitude moving forward. So it feels really good.
And can you just talk about that first inning? What does it do for the team to get the first run?
It just sets the tone for the whole game. You know, LK starting off, getting on base and then keeping the momentum going. Having two runs the first inning, going out to pitch like Lizzie and I, like, it just makes us more comfortable knowing that we have offense on our side. And, you know, getting the last two runs the last inning, it just, you know, keep hitting the whole game. You know, you got to keep doing that, you know.
And for the fans that weren't able to watch the game, can you just kind of talk about what was going right for you today?
Definitely the changeup. You know, like, they're a good hitting team, and so keeping the ball low, nothing that they can really get behind, was what we were working on today.
And can you just talk about what it means for the team that you, Lizzie, and Casey all have a shutout this weekend?
It's awesome. You know, like, with Casey here, like, plus me and Lizzie, we all have our own strengths, and being able to have the three of us to work through, you know, say one person starts and the other two can come in behind, or like one person doing a whole shutout. It just, like, we have so many more tools that we can use, and moving forward to Patriot League, like, it's just, it's exciting. I can't wait to see like what Casey does, and then me and Lizzie coming back. So it's really exciting.
And can you talk about Lauren and how she sets the table? I mean, she starts off the game with a double, and what she's meant to the team, especially offensively, in terms of starting everything.
She's awesome. You know, like, she, not only can she hit the ball hard, but she can also see the ball, right? Like, she probably has the most walks so far on base percentage, and having someone like that to start and most likely get on base every time, like, that just sets the tone. Like, you know, we have the good side. Like, this pitch, no pitcher can beat us, you know what I mean? And having that every game, it's awesome.
And then can you talk about Caitlin and how, I know she probably hasn't had the last few games that she wanted, but today to really break out with two big RBIs.
Yeah, she looked great. Coach said, like, that's the Coker that we know, you know what I mean? And, like, having that same fire after that triple, and even having her on defense, like, just keeping that energy the whole game, like, she did great today.
And actually, can you talk more about that, the fact that she's played a errorless defense at third? And what kind of confidence does that give pitchers when you know that no ball is going to get through your third baseman?
It means everything, you know, like, they're going to put the ball in play, and she just eats every ball up, no problem. Like, you know, side to side or choppers, like, she's on it every time. And that just also spreads confidence to me and the other infielders. And yeah, she's been doing great.
And then speaking of confidence for you, the last couple of games didn't necessarily go the way you were hoping for. Can you talk about that, how you deal with that, and then to come in today and again pitch a perfect softball against Penn State?
Yeah, no, you definitely got to have a short-term memory, because, you know, good teams are going to hit. And of course, Charlotte was a tough loss, but also you got to bounce back with, you know, you're going to have more than one game in a weekend, and everyone's going to need to pitch. So just having that short-term memory and trusting yourself moving forward, like, that's what you got to do.
And then finally, a rematch with Penn State. What does the team want to work on for tomorrow? And then also, if you can just kind of encapsulate this whole Southern trip and how the team's been doing.
I think the team's been doing really well. I think our focus tomorrow is still with offense, and hitting is contagious, you know, so having one person get on base from a, you know, walk or hit by pitch or, you know, single, doesn't matter, just like passing the bat. And then pitching wise, just throwing how we know how, and, you know, Lizzie, Casey, and I, like, working with each other together to beat this opponent. You know, you got to beat the same opponent twice, so you got to work on different things. But yeah, I think definitely offense is the key for tomorrow.
All right. Thank you. And congrats on the win.
Thank you.
So I was asking Allie, can you just talk about what it means for the team to shut out a Big Ten team?
Yeah, I mean it's awesome. I mean we don't really go into the game thinking anybody's bigger than they are, right? We're just going to play the game that we love. And today just the pieces came together and it was really an awesome team win.
And then for you to go 2 for 3 with 2 runs, 2 RBIs, just talk about what was going right for you today.
Yeah, no, it was just I wanted to be aggressive today. That was my game plan coming into the game, and I thought I was able to execute pretty well. It was really great to be able to get the outcome, but that's not always something you can control. But it was really great that I could help my team in that way. I felt like myself out on the field, which was nice.
And then can you talk about Lauren starting off the game with a double and what that type of start does for the team?
Oh yeah, Lauren's incredible. She's an incredible leadoff hitter, and just coming out the gate with a double in the gap, there's like honestly nothing better than that. It just really, really ignites the rest of the lineup, and for us to just push that run across is just really awesome. So she does a great job at setting the tone for the game, and that really helped us gain momentum today.
And then for you, you were primarily playing in the leadoff, and now you've been at the 3 slide. How has that been for you, and how have you approached at bats in the 3 compared to being one?
Yeah, it's you play a different role, different place in the lineup. And Lauren does a great job setting the tone, getting on base all the time. More in the 3 spot, you're looking to get RBIs, drive runs in. So it's a really fun role to be in. I'm really happy to take that this season. So it's just we have a great 1 through 9, and it's just so fun to be a part of this team. So no matter where you bat in the lineup, like you're going to be able to get a job done no matter what.
And then can you just talk about the defense to really help the pitching staff the last 3 games? Obviously, they're not striking out everyone. So can you just talk about the defense?
Yeah, I mean, we take a lot of pride in our defense, our infield, our outfield. I think my favorite play of the game was that double play up the middle with Kayla and Brooke, Nicole making that great stretch. I just think that defense, having great defense is just like, it's a pride thing. You are able to support your pitchers. They're grinding every pitch. So just being able to have their backs, have Lizzie and Allie's back today in today's game is just really great for us. So.
And then finally, what does the team need to do to end the trip with another win?
Yeah, I think we just need to show up tomorrow like we did today. The energy was great. The vibes were great. The focus was great. So just coming into the game knowing that no one can compete with us, and that like sort of the why not us attitude is something that we always have carried through. So, yeah, we just got to bring that into tomorrow and have some fun.
All right. Thank you and congrats.
Thanks, Scott. Good to see you.